Welcome to Jean and Mike to the New York Times crossword. Jean is still off tonight. She is in fact following 33 across, recuperative recommendation, bed rest, and so I am doing solo duty once again for Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. I did the crossword. I didn't find it particularly difficult. I'm still smarting from the April Fool's joke of April 1st, and so I am sort of on the rebound enjoying this crossword particularly well. There was a theme. The theme was pretty obvious because there were one, two, three, four answers in which circled squares appeared. And if you looked at the clues, those circled squares corresponded to letters that had been excised from the clue itself. As an example, 17 across, lip blank on, pro duck blank s. If you filled in those two blanks, you would have put in teas, Lipton products. And the answer to 17 across was instant teas. 28 across, blank lum colored blank lance. So if you actually read this, it'd probably be easier if you saw this in person. Hopefully you're seeing this on xwordinfo.com. It would be clearer that the correct letters and the letters that had been excised were peas, plum colored plants. And the answer to plum colored plants was 28 across, purple peas. And the peas that had been excised from the clue appear in the answer in those circled squares. One more, 42 across, blank Uzi, blank Uzzers. And the letters that had been excised in that case were bees, busy buzzers. And you could find those bees in the answer to busy buzzers, and that would be bumblebees. Last one, 55 across, bit of a bonus one here, fr blank endly, fac blank al, tra blank t. And so there were three blanks, in fact, in which the missing letter was an I. And in the answer, in the grid, there were three circled squares in 55 across. Actually, I'm sorry, two circled squares in 55 across that should have been replaced with eyes. And so you had smiling eyes as friendly facial trait. So that was it for the theme. I don't think that there was a revealer. If there was, Jean certainly would have spotted it, but she is not here, so I'm just going to assume that there was not. It was sort of pretty obvious what was happening, I think, by just looking at the clues and answers themselves. Let's see here. The first row wasn't too difficult. Blank acid, essential component of vinegar, and an essential word if you're going to be doing the New York Times crossword, acetic acid. 11 across, piece of an edible rack was a rib. Edible for some people, not yours truly, but that's neither here nor there. 11 down, fixes a sneaker's sole. I wanted it to be resole, but of course they would never use as part of the answer something that appears in the clue itself. The answer was re-glue. A Savannah grazer was an Impala. I guess I should have known that. And clears the dishes was buses, followed by 18 down, cleared the dishes, and that was 8. That was a nice juxtaposition going on there. Another clever clue, 15 across, house of cards, question mark, was a casino, of course. Let's see, 16 across, the animal opposite a kangaroo on Australia's coat of arms. I panicked and thought new, GNU, because I had it ending in a U, but of course the answer for Australia would be an MU. Let's see here. Stately country homes, 20 across. I wanted that to be mansions, and just counting here, it would, S-I-O-N-S, yes, indeed, mansions would have fitted, except none of the letters would have lined up. The correct answer was chateaus. Two down was fascinating. Second most used substance in the world after water. I was like, hydrogen? Carbon? The answer was concrete. I wonder how many of you listeners got that answer. I'd be curious to know. We would be curious to know. Drop us a line, crosswordpodcast@icloud.com. Let's see. Gave a new form. Three Down was reshaped. Why not? And something that I desperately need, 23 Across, do some work as a teaching assistant, maybe grade. Just to be clear, I don't need the work. I need someone to do the grading for me. But that's probably not going to happen. 24 Across, about half of the books of the New Testament are attributed to him. The answer was Paul. Gene would have gotten that in an instant. I got that eventually. And that P of Paul ran into Six Down, one-time threat to a castle's walls. I was thinking it was going to be moss, but that definitely wouldn't fit. The answer was catapult. It's been a while since I've seen a catapult in action. It seems to me the last time I saw it, pumpkins were involved, and much hilarity ensued. Let's see. Chesapeake Bay is one, an estuary. I will take their word for it. Celebrity Chef Garten, Nine Down, was Ina Garten. Almost sounds like a bit of a joke, Ina Garten, but apparently not. Let's see. A lovely sentiment here. 32 Across, count your blank by friends, not years. Greeting card sentiment. Count your age by friends. So, yes. Nincompoop in Nottingham was a prat. And an old friend appears again. 46 Across, around the world, in 80 days, traveler Phileas, and that was Phileas Fogg. I wonder if he ran into a lot of fog during his travels. Maybe, actually, he started off in London, so probably. Crushed ingredient in dirt cakes, 47 Across. The ubiquitous Oreo. 48 Across was lacking manners, was rude, I certainly agree. And VCR successors. So I was thinking it was going to be CD-ROM or something like that, but it was TiVos. That sort of makes more sense. Let's see here. 59 Across, Christianity's blank creed was Nicene. Again, Gene would have aced that. Medical licensing exam, 42 down. So I was thinking of MCATs, but that's, I think, to get into medical school. I think to get out of medical school, you need the boards. That was the answer that was provided here. Debonair, I so wanted that to be suave, but it was urbane, and I can handle that. Next to it was an interesting one. Granny in Southern dialect. Meemaw. I don't believe I have a Southern dialect. For those of you who do have Southern dialects, feel free to send us an audio recording of yourself pronouncing meemaw. And I'm assuming that really is a word and not just something that Alex Eaton Sellner, the creator of this crossword, made up and everyone else denied. Denied that it was not a word. There might be too many negatives in that sentence. We may have to go back and fix that. Let's see. Annual growth indicator 35 down was tree ring. That was cute. And a proposal might be done on one, and that was knee. Let's see. 1,000 G's. So 1,000 G's could have been a kilo, and we had a kilo not too long ago, except that the G's were capitalized. And I believe if you write the unit for grams, it's always supposed to be lowercase. So in this case, 1,000 G's, they meant milk. So $1,000 bills. And finally, message communicated as short, 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 long, 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 short, 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 SOS. Glad to know that the Morse code still lives on, at least in the New York Times crossword. All right, I think that is it for today. So thanks, everyone, for listening. Hopefully, Gene will be back tomorrow, if not then, at some point in the near future. And remember, Thursday's crossword is already out. Hope you're going to tackle it. We will do the same and be back to talk about that crossword tomorrow. See you then.